What year did it range from when you lived with your adopted mom?
Well, until I was 14 years old, and she died when I was 14. And then after that, I lived with a woman who was her lawyer. And that was unusual back then for a woman to be a lawyer. But I lived with her, and she and her husband until the end of that school year. And then for the next school year, I went to a town. I was raised in a town called Guymon, Oklahoma. And I went to a town called Hardesty, Oklahoma, which was about 15 or 20 miles from Guymon, and lived with another couple. And I worked my room and board, which is what we called it back then. You lived with someone, and you helped with the housework and laundry and whatever needed doing, and you helped with it. And then they let you live there and gave you your food to eat and bought the clothes you needed. And they didn't give you an allowance, but you didn't really need an allowance because no one really ever had an allowance. None of my friends that I know of ever had an allowance. If they needed money for something, they would tell their parents, and usually the parents would take them and buy it for them, or they would give them the money for buying. But kids just didn't have allowances back then, so, and no one missed it because no one else had it. So it would feel, you know, unusual.
When you were growing up, what were some of the inconveniences compared to like today that we don't have today?
When I was very young, I think I must have been about 5 or 6 years old when Mary Jane Booth got a bathroom in the house. Before that, we had an outhouse. We had to go out there for the bathroom and to take our baths. We had to heat water on the stove. And back then, you only took a bath on Saturday. It was just too inconvenient to take it more often. And you heated water on the stove and put the wash tub in there by the old heating stove and took your bath there. And but then after we got a bathroom, we had a bathtub and we had running water. I think we had the running water before we got the bathroom, because I remember we had a sink in the kitchen with running water. So,
what about, did you always have electricity?
No, until we did not. I remember having to study in my early years by kerosene lamp that you set on the table, and you sit there with your homework, you know, under this kerosene lamp or by in the light of the kerosene lamp, so you could just get your homework and get your work done.
So this was around the year 1924, 1923?
Maybe
or a little later.
Before that. No, it was probably before that. And I don't remember what year it was. It was probably, well, it might have been around 19. Because in small towns, even though the big cities probably had electricity and everyone had the electricity, in small towns, especially out like we were in the West.
Yeah, you're in a Midwestern.
The things just didn't come there as soon as they did in the Eastern cities. So, it might have been 24, 25 before we got the electricity. And probably around that time was when the telephone was brought in there too. And the old telephones were the kind that they hung on the wall. You rang them, put your hand up and rang it, turned the handle to ring the phone. And you could hear it ring, and the operator could hear it ring. And then you picked the receiver up, and everybody along the line picked the receiver up.
Which was like a earpiece, right? That hung on the side.
Yeah, picked the receiver up. You left your ear, and the mouthpiece was on the phone on this wooden box that was hanging on the wall. And when the phone rang, there were several people on the line, you know, on one line. So everybody along the line would pick it up. That was how I kept up with the news. So if you had any secrets, you better not tell it over the telephone.
What about entertainment? Did y'all have, was there much entertainment, or did you mainly entertain yourselves?
Well, mostly we did entertain ourselves, and back then, little girls had dolls, you know, and we played house, and the boys made their toys. They'd take a stick, two sticks, and make like a T, but it was one of the handles of the T was long enough so that it reached from the sidewalk up to their hand, and then they had a hoop, an old wheel or something, and they would take the cross part of the T and wheel along. That was fun. Man, it sounds dull now. But if you didn't have anything else, it was fun. And we had jacks. We played jacks. And Dennis, I don't know. I remember when I was a little girl, my mother had a button dog that she always kept the buttons whenever the clothes wore out. She'd take the buttons off and put them in the button box. And I do that, too. I have a button box, too. And so I loved to sit down, especially on rainy days when I couldn't get outside to play, and sit down on the floor and empty out that button box. And I'd just go through that by hours, because back then some of the buttons they had were really very pretty buttons.
Ivory. Didn't they used to make ivory buttons?
Yeah, and they made them very decorative. And
probably would be real expensive now.
Probably. I wish I had some of those now. But they were pretty, and I used to love to go through this button box and look at the button.
What about something like that? What about food? How did y'all? Did you buy it at the store, or?
Well, yes, my mother did. Her husband had owned a meat market, and so she was used to calling up and ordering her food over the telephone and groceries. Mm-hmm. How she did her weekly or bi-weekly shopping, I don't know how often she did it, but it was delivered then. She would call up, even though we lived just a couple of blocks from the grocery store, she would call and have it delivered, and back then they used to do that. And without no extra charge, you never thought of tipping anybody back then, because everybody got paid a fair wage, you thought. What you thought was a fair wage, no one ever tipped anyone that I know of. And so that was how she ordered her groceries. I can't remember that we just ate plain, ordinary food. We ate beans quite a lot, and that was a staple item, and also it was inexpensive if you were hard up. It was an inexpensive item, but one of my favorite foods. And many of the women, I'll backtrack a bit, many of the women canned their, they raised gardens and canned their home canned, and they always had plenty of vegetables in them. And a lot of them even well, their husbands would raise animals, pigs, and of course, almost everyone had chickens back then, because that was the way you got your eggs, was from having a chicken. And when they butchered cattle or hogs, pigs, they would cook it and put it up, you know, so can it and preserve it so that it would keep. So that during the winter months they had plenty of food and didn't have to do a lot of grocery shopping, didn't have to go to the store for things except for much of anything except staple items such as salt and pepper and sugar and things like that. But back then the people raised most of their food and that was what they ate, and it was very good.
I've read also about of course, you didn't have refrigerators like we do now. You had an ice box
Uh-huh.
to keep the
And you had a card that you put in your window whenever the Iceman was due to come around. And you put this card in your window, and it would have the number, amount of ice that you wanted. It was usually 25, 50, or sometimes 100 pounds if you were going to make ice cream or something special. But, and maybe some people had large enough boxes that they could put 100 pounds in, but we did. Most people didn't. Most just ordinary families had boxes that maybe at the most could hold 50 pounds. Yeah. And of course the ice melted and it had a drain with a pan underneath the ice box. And you had to be sure to empty that pan or you had to not spill a lot of it under.
And you'd also mentioned about the milk, the milkman they used to deliver in jars.
Well, I don't know when milk delivery ever started. That probably was way back before I was born, even, especially in a large city. My brother-in-law, who lived next to my adopted brother-in-law, who lived next door to us, had a cow, and so they had he milked the cow, and they had their own milk that way. But my mother they had 5-6 children, so they used all their milk. They didn't have enough to give the mother-in-law. And so she bought it from a milkman. And it gets very cold out in the panhandle of Oklahoma. And so if we didn't get the milk in early enough or soon enough after the milkman delivered it, it would freeze. And the cream back then, they sold the milk whole, and it was not pasteurized. And well, it may have been. No, it wasn't pasteurized back then. Anyway, the cream would rise to the top, and then when it would freeze, the milk would expand, you know, and in the top of the bottle, the cap that was on it was a little round disc that fit down into the top of the bottle. It had a little ledge there to hold it still. And that would raise up, and there you'd have this frozen cream. Well, that was delicious. I love that. It's a wonder we didn't have cholesterol back then. They didn't know about cholesterol back then. But it was really good. I miss things like that, but I'm not sorry we don't have them anymore. Enough to want them back.
When do you remember that not delivering milk? And when did they stop doing that?
I don't remember. I think probably I left Diamond before they ever stopped delivering it and moved to the city, and then we bought the milk at the grocery store.
They already had it in cartons then?
No, it was still in bottles for a while. I can't remember when milk cartons came out, but they did. And you had to return the bottles to the store, and they had to. Supposed to be sterilized before fresh milk is put in. I hope they were.
What about transportation? When was the first time you ever seen a car?
I'm sure they had transportation at the time. Yeah, I'm sure they had automobiles at the time I was born, but they didn't have them out there. Or if they did, it was maybe only one or two. And you just didn't see it very often, you know. I suppose, about 7 or 8 when I first remember seeing automobiles. They scared me then.
So most people still drove horse and
buggy. Wagon. Mostly wagons out in the farm. Out in a rural area like that, they didn't usually, unless they were quite well-to-do, people didn't usually have buggies that they drove. They just used the wagon.
Were you, could you get, like, magazines and newspapers? Did you read a lot?
I read a lot.
Really?
I checked books out of the library, and I don't remember magazines. There probably were. Undoubtedly, there were. I think there's been newspapers around for many years, long before I was born. but I don't remember when magazines started, and I don't remember when I started being aware of magazines.